We've been spending the past couple of weeks talking about baptism, about faith, and I wanted to focus today on the Eucharist, on what it is that we are celebrating here, and which means I won't be preaching on the lessons that we just heard, but in every Eucharistic prayer we have another set of lessons. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and blessed the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." You may wonder, just looking at the outward appearance of the Eucharist, of what it is that is helping us here. Where is the help? Because just looking at it, we may say, there's just a small bit of bread and a little sip of wine. Hardly enough to qualify for a snack. And yet, spiritually, it provides us with great nourishment. And spiritually, when we partake of the Eucharist regularly, we are taking Christ into ourselves, building up our spiritual bodies to live in harmony with God, with our neighbors, and with all of creation. At least as the prayer book teaches us. Because the problem that we face in this world is that a world is out of harmony. No world is out of balance. People are out of balance with God, with each other, and even all of creation. And so we see the world's functioning in ways that was never intended to, or it's not functioning, it's not operating as it should. I think it was about a year ago I started having car troubles, and a car is certainly a magnificent vehicle, but it has a lot of systems that all need to work together. And when something goes wrong, the entire car suffers. And I couldn't quite figure out what was wrong with it, neither could my mechanic. It took us several trips in to take it apart, replace one thing, work again, but before I got this car fixed, the car was out of balance. And I would take it out on the highway, I would drive here, and I would get to a certain speed, and the car would start vibrating, start shaking. Well, it's certainly a little unsettling feeling. And worse, because I drive a Prius, and I like to have that bragging rights. But my gas mileage was going down. The car itself wasn't functioning as it should. I'm sure glad that happened last year instead of this year. That would have been an even bigger problem for me. But just like my car wasn't operating as it should because parts to it were out of balance, the world itself has gotten out of balance. It's kind of the nature of fallen creation. But the solution comes from Jesus Christ. The solution to bring the world back into balance, to bring it back into harmony and peace and shalom, comes from the gift that Christ gives us. We have this wonderful gift because every week we come together and we get to partake of the gift that Christ gave us. We get to take Christ within ourselves, maintaining our unity, restoring harmony, and as we grow in Christian faith, having the unity and harmony and balance with God, with each other, and with all of creation. So what might this look like? How about just having unity with God? One of the greatest gifts that Christ gives us is the intimacy that he has with the Father. You know, being God, the Son has a certain intimacy with the Father, as many family members do, and he shares that intimacy with us. Now what is the one prayer that we all say together when we're celebrating the Eucharist? Our Father. And it just starts with those words, our Father. Something we say that so many times it can be easy to forget, that this is meant for us to be in this intimate family relationship with God the Father. Jesus reinforced this point during his resurrection time, particularly on that first Easter when he appeared to Mary Magdalene and he said, "Go and tell my brothers." Phrase there, go tell my brothers that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And so we have this intimate connection there that is the gift. One of the ways in which this gift manifests itself and how we participate in this gift is because Christ gives us his body and blood in the Eucharist. And so in partaking, we are incorporating Christ himself into our bodies. And just like anything good protein, fruits and vegetables, and all the good stuff you need. Your body is going to be built up out of those nutrients. And when we are partaking of the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, our spiritual bodies are built up with Christ, maintaining, finding balance, and experiencing that unity with God the Father. And we might say, well, okay, but what happens if we miss? If we miss a Sunday? Certainly since the pandemic, we've been experiencing that in St. Francis and churches everywhere, maybe getting about half of the attendance that they once did, which means half of the people are missing out on the Eucharist. The thing is, if you miss, you'll probably be okay for a little while. You know, the grace that's been given to us, it becomes a part of us, maintains us, but when you continually miss, it's like you're taking other things into yourself, entertainment, media, messages from the world, other foods. So eventually, this connection suffers because of it. And we run out of balance and are not able to function as we should. Say, a couple of months ago, when we were sitting down to a family dinner, and our son decided to get up before he had permission and go turn on the television in the other room. And so we were calling from the kitchen, "Please come back to the dinner table, you're not excused." We hear the sound of cartoons going on in the other room. Other than that, no response. I'm saying to myself, well, he likes to watch Netflix, which is dependent on the internet to work. So I reach down in the kitchen, because that's where our internet comes into the house, and I unplugged it. So there we go. But for the next few minutes, we could still hear the sounds of cartoons coming from the other room. Saying to myself, what is going on here? Well, the TV had absorbed enough of that signal to still run on its own for a little while, even though the connection was severed. Eventually, it did run out of what it had downloaded into itself, and that's when we heard the little voice from the next room. Hey, what happened? Well, at that point, the TV had been cut off from its source and wasn't able to function as it was intended to function. And in that case, for good reason. But for us, we need to maintain our connection to God. We need to continue to partake in the sacrament and to maintain unity and balance with God the Father through the gift of His Son. It's one of those great gifts. Coming along with that, just like the two greatest commandments that we are given is to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We also partake in the Eucharist because it strengthens our balance and unity with one another. Whenever somebody is baptized, we ask a series of questions. One of those questions takes its inspiration from the early church in the book of Acts. And the whole congregation is asked, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread again in the prayers? And it dawned on me one day that of those four things, apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers, we give all of those on a Sunday morning. You know, when you come to Sunday services, partake of the Eucharist, and engage in coffee hour. Because we have the apostles' teaching and we have fellowship. Fellowship is where it's kind of one of those places where the rubber meets the road, where we put into practice the love of neighbor. We're all coming together, we share. Somebody comes, I can't even keep track every week of who's generous and who's, and many people are generous. And they bring a wonderful spread. We sit down, we're able to have food together, and we're able to strengthen our bonds with one another. Some other, another thing Jesus tells us, particularly in the Lord's Prayer that he gave us, that we are to forgive one another. Please, Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Which is very important because forgiveness is something else that feeds into this harmony, this love, this balance between neighbor and neighbor. God is able to help us in this harmony because we are connected to the one who loves everyone. know, if I'm connected to Christ and you are connected to Christ, or everybody else is connected to Christ, we have this connection to one another because we all have that in common. And does this go against our natural inclinations sometimes? Of course. People get their feelings hurt. People step on one another's toes. It can happen. And sometimes our natural inclination is to break unity. Our natural inclination is to avoid other people, to not have anything to do with them. In his book, The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis posed this thought experiment where he said, oh yes, in hell, everybody gets exactly what they want. For a moment, they'd say, what's going on here? That doesn't quite sound like hell. That doesn't sound like suffering. And then he started to describe the implications of it. He said, sure, everyone gets what they want. And so when two neighbors get into a disagreement with one another, one of them desires to not have anything to do with the other neighbor and says, I want a new house farther away from this person. So they get a new house, and they move farther away, and they say, all right, now I don't have to deal with that so-and-so anymore. And then, inevitably, they have a disagreement with somebody else. I want a new house, I'm going to move farther away. Get a new house, they move farther away. Well, I don't have to deal with that so-and-so anymore. So on and so forth. And as people continue on this path of just getting what they want, what they wanted at the time was to break unity with one another over slights, over faults. Pretty soon, everyone is living so far apart that nobody knows one another anymore, that everybody is isolated. Kind of like the way we felt in the early days of the pandemic when we were told to stay home, don't leave your houses, all of that, and imagine that being spread out throughout eternity. Doesn't sound so pleasant. With the gift we are given through the Eucharist, we're all partaking of Christ's body. And in doing so, Christ dwells within us, which draws us closer to one another. So our unity and our balance and our bond with one another is strengthened. The final corollary of what this entails when we partake of this grace that's found in the Eucharist is that we see the unity with all of creation. Another line from the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God here that he's speaking of is something else that is just huge and has such wide implications. So it's helpful for us to see examples, to see places in this world where the kingdom exists and manifests, where the kingdom has this wonderful sense of balance, of not only people getting along with one another, but all of creation functioning as it should. Last week I mentioned the prophecy of Isaiah, where he talked about the lion and the lamb lying down together, which is remarkable. One is not eating one another, one is not consuming one another, one is not afraid of one another. The two, the lion and the lamb, were able to lie down. I would probably be remiss if I didn't mention St. Francis himself. In many popular images of St. Francis, he is depicted as being out in nature and just being surrounded by animals. And the pictures I love the best are the ones where the birds themselves are landing right on him, or perhaps a deer comes very close and is able to pet the deer. One of the reasons I feel that St. Francis is depicted this way because he had such a harmony with God and with his neighbors that gave him a sense of inner peace and calm and balance, such that the animals of the forest knew that he was a safe being. They knew that he was somebody that they could approach and come near. I don't know about you, but when I've been out in the woods and I come across another animal, they usually keep their distance from me. And that's just not quite close the way that St. Francis experienced. Matter of fact, just this last summer, I was going for a short walk, and I looked over, and there was a doe just looking at me, a female deer. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting, but she wasn't going to come any closer. I thought it was quite a privilege for her to get as close as she did. Judaism is part of the topic. When I was in seminary, I had some classmates and friends who were from Africa, and there was arrangements made for them to come over and study with us. And we were all sitting around the table together one evening for dinner, and we were all enjoying the melons that were served that day. And one of them had said, "The boys, they're pretty good, but much better back home." And I remember asking them, "What's it like back home?" And they said, "Oh, back home, these melons are growing wild on the side of the road, and anybody who wants one can just go and pick them." I'm saying to myself, that is really something remarkable. You think of how rich, how fertile the soil must be, now how the land itself is found as a source of balance that just feeds people, that all this food just grows wildly and naturally. I can tell you, from my own garden at home, it doesn't work quite that easily. I gotta put some work into it, and still, my blackberries are still doing all right, but everything else is a struggle. But there it is, soil out of balance, life out of balance. But in this, my friends here who lived in Kenya, actually they're back there now, but Kenya had this place where everything was, at least the soil, was in balance. And it was providing, and there was an abundance, and people could take it and enjoy it and be thankful for it. There's a great unity, a great balance. Because ultimately, it is about this balance. A balance that we experience with God, the balance we experience with each other, the balance that we find with all of creation. Even if we don't see it perfectly right now, we can look towards it. We can find ways within our lives, with God's help, to move more in balance. And this starts by taking and receiving this simple gift that our Lord gave us. Our Lord gave us the gift of Himself. And we look down at this, and we know that it is more than a simple piece of bread and a sip of wine. This is God giving us the very thing that we need to maintain and strengthen all of these connections. Because of the gifts that Christ gives us, meant us to lead a full, wonderful, and fulfilling life, a life that is in balance.